Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Attorneys for Alec Murdaugh filing documents asking the federal government now to take control of his assets. It's an interesting argument. The way it's been presented from Alec's team is that, well, there's a special referee that's in place right now that if we float all the money through them and then they distributed it, they would end up taking their chunk, which would equate to several hundred thousand dollars out of the pockets of those who should be receiving it. So let's give it to the government and hope that they do the right thing and give it to the right people with no extra fee. In theory, okay, it sounds, oh, you're trying to save some money. But again, it's coming from the camp of Alec Murdaugh, which we know doesn't necessarily have the greatest track record of being frugal or caring about where money goes to. What are your thoughts on this new move from the defense of Alec of putting a little roadblock in the way of the victims getting the money that they're entitled to?
Yeah, I'm going to change that last statement that you made just before you brought me into this, where okay. I do think he cares where the money's going to, and I think he cares that it's only ever going to him.
Sure.
And
sure.
So, no, Alec Murdaugh has never come across as someone who thought, you know, 5, 10, you know, it was 10, 20 steps ahead, right? He's not some grand chess master. He was just some dude who made choices and ended up, you know, not realizing the consequences of those choices and how easy he was to get caught. The reason why it took so long was because it was part of a, you know, good old boy environment that was going on down there. Mm-hmm. So I do think that this is, you know, a pot calling a kettle black. I do think that this is a little bit more ironic coming from him. So I think this is just another one of those things that he doesn't want to lose the money that he has. And so he's going with, I guess, the lesser of two, I guess, what he thinks is evils by saying that the federal government would probably only distribute the least amount of money that they need to, while these other private lawyers would probably want to take their cut and trying to make their cut as large as possible, because that's what he would do if he was in that position.
Yeah, it makes you wonder about the optics of it and what they're actually attempting to do right now with the potential of a second Murdaugh murder trial down the road. It all really will depend on how this is viewed by the victims who are trying to get their money. If it comes out to them, if the government gets it and then distributes it correctly right away, it actually looks pretty good for Alec. It looks like, oh, he's changing his ways and doing something nice and correct. Obviously, it's the attorneys if this is how this is working. But it could look the other way. If it totally puts a roadblock from them getting their money by something that they created, that could also very much work against him in terms of, look, you continue to make life miserable for these people that you've already traumatized in so many different ways.
I think in his mind, he knows that ship has sailed. I don't know that he's someone who thinks that he can get his, you know, reputation back. I don't think in his mind he's thinking about how he's coming across, the optics of it all. Mm-hmm. I think he's simply thinking about asset management. And I think that's the real key in understanding who Alec Murdaugh is, that nothing else mattered other than the money that he had. That includes people. And those people include his family.
Alec Murdaugh's attorney, Dick Harpootalan, was asked just the other day, if he goes to the second murder trial, will you continue to represent him? Jim Griffin also there. And they both said, yeah, we will represent him. Even if, and they've said themselves, there's no money left, we will do this pro bono. Are you surprised that they would still stick with him if they're not being paid anymore? Or was there a payment in advance system going on earlier is what I'm also kind of wondering about, where some of his money went to.
Yeah, I do think that they may have benefited from some of what Alec Murdaugh was doing before he got found out. But the truth is that, I mean, they're getting as much, you know, media and publication coverage as they want. I mean, what do they care whether they get money? They were already rich, so that had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. If I was Alec Murdaugh, I'd be concerned because they already lost.
Yeah.
Right. So why am I going to get with a team that lost only just to lose again? So I can see where they're coming from because, you know, all coverage is good coverage. But for Alec Murdoch, I don't know that I want guys who've already lost to continue to represent me.
I wonder if the question would be who would represent Alec, though, if there's no money to be had. But I guess the attention is certainly there, but he's certainly one that would be very difficult to win a case with, but would be good for notoriety no matter what.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.